Twain Sullivan's annual Living Library Week, where local books pass on knowledge and experience, has generated a benefit for the Houston Hospice Society. Ina Groot and the Cutloose Quilters were one of the books, says school librarian and Living Library coordinator Tanya Margerm. During their time with us, they taught the children the fundamentals of quilting and sewing. The children completed an entire quilt top in one day, she said. The girls and boys were so excited to learn how to use a sewing machine, choose fabrics, and lay out the quilt squares. From that foundation, the Cutloose Quilters donated fabric, time, and expertise to complete the quilt and return it to the school in 7 days. The children and the quilters group decided to donate the quilt to the Houston Hospice Society. It was a full circle moment when the children were able to pay it forward and help others in our community, Margerm said. Hospice Society executive member Kelsey Giesbrick thanked the Cutloose Quilters and Twain Sullivan for the donation. It will go to a community member that we support during their end-of-life journey, she said. After years of having its offices and equipment aides kept at different places, the society purchased a home this year for its first-ever location of its own. We purchased the hospice house in August 2024 with the long-term goal of housing a client and their family members that need extra support while navigating their end-of-life journey, she said. We also have an office space, equipment space, and meeting room space included in the house. The society depends upon donations and small grants to finance its work. Services include grief and bereavement support, equipment loaning and rentals, respite care for patient and caregivers, and navigating through the healthcare system during the end of life. Volunteers are always welcome, and community members have the opportunity December 5th to view the progress at Hospice House, 2222 Tweedy, since the purchase. The open house takes place from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.